Good morning, this is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, April 19th, 2024. Great and mighty things, marvelous and wondrous things. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Take me by the heart and lead me by your hand into all you have for me today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of God. This morning, the word comes to mind from Jeremiah 33. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. In the Message version, your word says, this is God's message. The God who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere as God. Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. Jeremiah 33:3, the Message. Yesterday, I saw great and mighty things, marvelous and wondrous things, when someone I love, who's been saturated in prayer by many who love us, had a major breakthrough, a restoration to their right mind in many ways. There's still a ways to go and much damage to be undone or worked through, but there has been a breakthrough that only you can do. Praise God. You did what none of us could ever figure out on our own. What none of us could ever do on our own, but God. Oh, thank you, dear Lord God. Now, please give us all wisdom and grace to walk this out and walk through all the challenges yet to come. Some we know and some I know we don't know yet, but you do, and you are God, and you are for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Once again, in the words of the Message. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. No trouble, no hard times, no hatred, no hunger, no homelessness, no bullying threats, no backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. But none of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Romans 8:31 to 39 in the Message. Praise you, God. What you've done for us, may you do for all who put their hope and trust in you to get us through whatever is set before us, whatever tries to divide us from one another or from you. As we keep calling on you, you'll keep doing your great and mighty things, your marvelous and wondrous things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I do pray in the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, for this one joining me right now, Lord, stir up in their heart, their faith, stir up in them to call upon your name, to trust in you, bring together the unity of the body of Christ, praying through the breakthroughs they need, Lord. God is for us. Who can be against us? In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.